Comedy 365.
We are still here.
What?
We weren't blown away by the tornado.
Just survived this. Yeah, just survived
we've
the tornado.
We've had quite a lot of very concerned emails, haven't we? From people genuinely
what?
Worried.
One.
Because we missed, because this programme is a few days late,
yes.
And because there was a tornado in London.
In North London?
But
just in North London?
Emails from our beloved fans going, are you okay, Brian and Georgina?
Have we had not survived the tornado, we wouldn't be answering those emails and saying, no, actually, we didn't survive the tornado, would we? So it doesn't make any sense sending us an email asking us.
It was a bit windy, but apart from that, it wasn't really very spectacular, was it?
It tore the roofs of houses about 5 miles away down the road.
But only in one street.
So, yeah.
Only in one street.
Anyone's
it wasn't
street.
A tornado as yeah. It's understood. It's
obviously someone in that street had sinned really badly and God felt his wrathful vengeance and went, just St. William Street in Kensal Rise. Can you imagine?
Yes.
And the next door neighbour's going, what the fuck
I
did you do?
I would take that quite personally.
Yeah, you know, just you, just your street.
Available at iTunes, Yahoo, Podcast Alley and on the Moby Pod Network.
Comedy 365 is proud to be associated with Pepperstock's critically acclaimed comedy
writing
workshops.
To learn to write comedy with the pros, visit pepperstock.co.uk. This is Salby and Luff's Big
Squeeze.
Sowerby and Luff's
Big Squeeze.
With Georgina Sowerby.
And Brian Luff. Yes, welcome along to the Big Squeeze in tornado-strewn London. drinks today, bought by... Now, Georgina thought I'd forgotten to mention the people that bought the drinks, and she was... You know that tipping noise that you... That tipping movement?
Tipping noise! Yeah, that's
little,
what I was doing!
She's making that tipping drinks movement towards me.
Yeah, no, because you were settling down to talk about the tornado again, and I thought, enough with the tornado.
As if to prompt me...
Subject covered.
Quite right, Georgina. Drinks today, bought by Stephen Welch from Northampton.
Thank you.
Laurel Meadows has bought us another drink.
Oh, thank you, Laurel.
That's our favourite name from Idaho
yes.
In the USA. Stuart Anderson from Tayside in the UK. What's the difference between Teesside and Tayside?
Tayside's...
I suppose Tayside is by the Tay and Teesside
is by the
Tees. Geography lesson.
Yeah,
and
geography.
Finally, the last drink of today was bought by Linda Cum from Illinois.
Hello, come on, what's
in
her
the
real
USA.
Name?
Linda Cum, K-U-M-M, Linda Cum.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Enough said. So welcome along to the Big Squeeze.
Name,
coming
Linda.
Up in...
Oh, is that her porn name?
Coming up in today's programme, talking bollocks in the gay legs, as ever. Plus, of course, folding the corner over with your emails. Sex and the Single Sheep, Sowerby and Luff's All-Stars, which will today feature either...
Oh, no, you're not going to give us a bloody list, are you?
Could be Ray Winston, could be Derek Acora, could be Prentice... The dentist. He might finally
do email in and let me know that you're
show
bored
up.
With him giving you that list, so I can tell him.
I'll give you one clue. It's not Thesaurus Walrus. Today.
Oh, is it not?
No, it's definitely not because he dried out last time, and
there has been so much rain.
He's
in
had
London
to go into
over
a clinic.
The last week. If he seriously thinks I am taking him being dry as an excuse, I'm
he
not taking it.
He has had
it.
To go into a special clinic in Regent's Park Zoo to be rehydrated because he was because he was out of the water for too long.
Bring him to North London, put him in the middle of the tornado.
So kicking off with we're talking bollocks in the gay legs. What have you got for us today, Georgina?
Linda Cum.
Linda Cum, I swear
I'm sorry,
to God.
Sorry, Linda. If that's your real name, that's fantastic.
Linda Cum from Illinois. It must be her real name.
Why isn't my name Linda Cum?
It must be her real name because it's on the thing that we get through from the
oh,
person that
the,
pays us
right,
the money from the
okay.
drinks. So it must be the name that's on her credit card. So it's a real name.
Excellent.
What's talking bollocks then,
Georgina?
Georgina Cum. Oh, get on with it.
All right, okay. Well, you've actually written this down because I have a long page of talking bollocks, as you know.
Yes.
And you've written the following word, which I don't understand, so you're going to have to translate for me.
What?
N-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Nansen.
Nansen.
The Arctic
Fin. The Arctic Fin, you've
now,
written.
We have been accused many times of saying that... Finnish people
weren't famous
are
who's
dreary
famous? Yeah
and I completely take that back now because
yes.
I've discovered a great Finn called Nansen who
a great
tried
Finn called Nansen.
What he tried to do is he tried to walk to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Long before the days of Scott and Amundsen and all these great Arctic explorers.
Or the people we associate with the North Pole.
And what he did is he actually invented... There was a programme about this on the TV. It was brilliant.
Oh, right. You weren't reading this,
no.
then, were you?
He invented this boat, and the bottom of the boat was shaped like an egg. So that when the ice froze, instead of crushing the boat, it squeezed the boat up onto the surface of the
much
surface
like
of the ice.
It was being sprogged out by a hen.
And what he calculated was that if he sailed into the ice, that the boat would become squeezed out of the ice as the sea froze, which it did.
Yes, good.
And it sat on top of the ice. And then he calculated with the tides that the moving ice would actually carry the boat to the North Pole.
That is fantastic.
He had it all worked
cheeky,
out.
Cheeky,
spent
but fantastic.
Several months of his life doing this. Unfortunately, when he checked his compass and he checked the stars after he'd been in the Arctic for a few months, found out still nowhere near the North Pole. Now, most Finns would have given up.
Anybody would have given up, but not Nansen of the Arctic. What did Nansen do?
He and his mate got out of the boat and they started to walk.
Blooming heck.
They had dogs and sledges.
Oh,
they were
carried some of the way.
And he even made some skis. Out of just stuff that he found lying around on the boat.
Oh, right.
He actually built a pair of skis,
which
he hadn't taken with him.
That's a good idea, yeah.
And he walked for 100 miles north towards the North Pole. And
that would make sense,
the most amazing thing of all is that when he finished walking this 100 miles, checked the stars again, checked his compass, found that while he'd been walking north, the ice that he'd been walking on had been heading south.
That's so unfortunate.
So he was effectively on a huge... walking machine. It was
like
as if he was walking up a down escalator.
That's such a
and
shame.
Even though
for
he'd
him.
Walked 100 miles north,
he
was further south.
I know you're laughing,
but that's
Wait,
not,
obviously a great man with a great invention.
But that's not the funniest thing of all. The funniest thing of all
it
is
gets better.
He gave up, basically. He said,
"I'm
never going to make it."
No.
So he started to head back. Got completely lost.
Yeah.
The summer closed in. The winter closed in.
His mate
had to dig a hole in the snow and camp, basically. He was in this hole in the snow for 8 months.
Eight months.
Just in a hole.
Eight?
Yep.
That's a long time.
When it finally stopped snowing, he clambered out of this hole.
How much food did they have?
In a wilderness. He's in the middle of... Oh, they were killing penguins.
Oh, right.
Seals,
I was
going to
say, it's a lot of tin of baked beans to be carrying.
Oh, no. You'd be amazed. There's a lot of stuff to eat in the Arctic.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, he's wandering around. He's on the brink of death. The very brink of death. He's frozen. His toes are falling off. And he just happened to hear this human voice in the wilderness, hundreds of miles from anywhere.
From the local quickie
and
mark.
And it was some bloke that he knew. He just bumped into this fellow.
You don't bump into someone that you know.
This fellow was also trying to walk towards the North Pole.
It's a small world,
and they
isn't
just
it?
Ran into each other.
No.
And luckily, this guy actually saved him. But the chances of actually just bumping into not only bumping into someone, but bumping into someone you know.
Well, no, I have to say, if you're an Antarctic explorer, you must only know other explorers.
Well, apparently he'd actually turned this guy down for a job.
No. the guy who saved his life.
This guy had applied to be on this expedition to the North Pole.
Oh,
and Nansen had turned him down. Anyway, Nansen...
What a wonderful story.
The good news is that Nansen came back to Finland, was made a national hero, even though he never made it to the North Pole.
Yeah.
Eventually won the Nobel Prize.
For what?
Something to do
Not
with...
Not getting somewhere?
Something science-y to do with seals and penguins and
having eaten
and stuff.
More
yes.
seals and penguins than anyone else on Earth
so
will award you the Nobel Peace
Nansen,
Prize.
Nansen, the Arctic Finn.
That's
Isn't that a fabulous,
fantastic story.
Fabulous story.
That's the sort of story that cheers your day up, because when you're going around, you know, Crouch End doing your shopping and you're not getting anything achieved, you think, well, at least I've come back with my shopping. That guy set off to the North Pole. Did he ever get there?
Yeah, but do you know what it made me think of? As I was sitting there, this was about 11 o'clock at night, and I'm sitting there curled up on the sofa with cuddling a whiskey with ice in it, as I invariably
with
do.
With ice.
And I was thinking, do you know, my life is like that.
Yeah.
In a weird way.
Yeah.
It's as if the ice that I'm walking on is going in the opposite
direction.
And do you know, I think a lot of lives are like that. I am very
deep. You're deeper than the Arctic waters themselves.
Yes.
Love.
In fact, next time I'm at an airport and I see one of those walking walkway things, I'm just going to get on it going the other way just to see how it felt for Nancy.
You have to walk for 8 months, though, of course.
Oh, God. So what's the next talking bollocks, Georgina?
It's a lovely one. When you woke up the other day and I saw you in the morning over the cup of coffee, you said, I've had the weirdest dream last night.
Oh, God.
About Jonathan Ross.
Oh, God, my weird Jonathan Ross dream.
And you just said to me, it involves abseiling.
Mm.
The Nazis and a courtroom.
Yeah, no, I actually dreamt that I was watching Jonathan Ross on TV, and that he was his house backed on. Shut up! I dreamt his house backed onto our house and was joined by a washing line, and that occasionally Jonathan Ross would get bored and he would abseil down the washing line between the two houses,
like you did.
And I wasn't entirely happy about this,
no,
as you can imagine. But Jonathan seemed happy with it.
Up to him,
and then suddenly we were in Nazi Germany.
Yes.
And suddenly we were all being arrested because it turned out that it was illegal to abseil down a washing line between two houses.
Right.
So next thing I know, I'm in court with Jonathan Ross. And of course, Jonathan's not backing me at all. I'm saying, Jonathan, just tell them. It was your idea. This has nothing to do with me.
Jonathan, you're the multimillionaire chat
Jonathan
host.
Jonathan just sat there, kept stum, was quite happy for me to take the rap for his illegal...
Cheeky man.
I fly off into such a strop with the judge.
As one can imagine.
I get 3 months.
Oh, that's a shame.
Jonathan still sits there, doesn't say a word.
Is he still cool as a cucumber?
Cool as a cucumber.
Yeah.
And then I woke up. Now, how weird is that?
Can I just say, if there are any psychoanalysts out there
that want to take
that dream on...
What is that all about?
Yeah, you see, the whole abseiling thing, Jonathan Ross, yeah.
And, you know, I think I might have had that dream on the same night as seeing the documentary about Nance and the Arctic Finn, actually. So maybe there's a connection there.
So it's all about you not getting somewhere and not achieving your dreams.
Might be, might well be.
Other people getting that success, you taking the rap.
Absolutely.
Oh, I feel sorry for you now. You've almost got me in tears. Well, you haven't really at all, actually. I'm drinking Guinness. Nothing makes me cry when I'm drinking.
Time for one more quick talking bollocks before we move on to folding the corner over.
Leeches and stout.
Yes.
Leeches and stout.
Is that the subject?
No, this is the subject, yeah.
Leeches
and stout.
What are you talking about?
Victorian hospitals.
Right.
The two key elements in a Victorian hospital were leeches and stout. Leeches to suck the horrible toxins out of your body.
Yeah.
And stout to replace the goodness. Isn't that a great idea? Isn't life simple?
Aren't leeches making a comeback? Didn't we touch on this about a year ago in this programme?
Well, they would have made their comeback by now if they were doing it at all,
wouldn't
they?
I've got a feeling leeches are making a comeback, but I'm going to look it up on Google.
Where on your body would you like a leech?
Where do men like to be sucked?
Ah.
Maybe you could put a whole load of leeches around your knob. And it would be like a huge blowjob.
No, but they just suck the blood out.
How do we get onto this? This is horrible.
Leeches,
what have you got
on
written?
Leeches on your knob.
Leeches on stout.
I just like the idea of a Victorian hospital being so simple that the two main criteria were something to take something out of you and then Guinness to put it back in, the goodness back into you. It's a great idea.
Have you tried the red Guinness yet, Georgina?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Have you seen it yet?
No,
I haven't seen it yet. I think that was a scam.
Think
I think someone was winding
stunt.
Us up. Yeah, someone sent us this thing saying that there was red Guinness.
And we fell for it.
I think we fell for it. I don't think there's red Guinness at all. If you've seen any red Guinness, then do email us studio at comedy365.co.uk. Heading your email red Guinness. And if you know any more heroic Finn stories, then that would be good. Email us studio at comedy365.
.co.uk, sorry.
And if you've ever had a dream about Jonathan Ross, I want you to email me. Heading your email, I also have had a dream about Jonathan Ross and Nazis.
In America, they've got huge malls now around, do they call them malls?
Malls.
The mall.
Yeah.
The mall.
The mall.
Around churches, so they're combining churches and shopping. I like that idea on a Sunday. So you go do your praying,
yes,
and then go do a bit of shopping, or vice versa.
I used to drink in a bar that was in the basement of a church, actually.
I used to work in the basement of a church.
Hey, how weird is that?
Ooh, synchronicity.
Okay, that was Talking Bollocks in the Gay Legs, and we'll be back in just a moment with Folding the Corner Over.
Okay, you did what we said. You voted for Comedy 365 and you got them to number 30 in the Podcast Alley charts. But it's not enough. We want to get to number 1.
So do as we say. Vote for Comedy 365 every month or we will come round and burn your house down.
Go to comedy365.co.uk and click Vote Now.
Have you got the matches?
Yes.
Yes, do what those horrible little children say, or they will come round and burn your house down. You have to keep voting for us at Podcast Alley.
And where thank are you we? For all of those who are voting for
35
us.
We are.
35, yeah. Which is great.
The votes
and
are
like
flooding
that.
In, but we do want to be in
just
the top 10.
Just my age, you see, we're celebrating.
We want to get to number 1, as those horrible, nasty little children said. And they do have actual matches. I've seen them. They will come round.
And burn your house down.
It's time for Folding the Corner Over. Your emails. Yeah. What have you got, Georgina?
It's funny, isn't it, that we still call it Turning the Corner Over when I never really do.
Folding the Corner Over.
Folding?
Yes, not Turning the Corner Over.
Did I say turning?
Folding the Corner Over.
Slap my wrist 100 times,
it's a registered
trade.
It's a registered trademark, Georgina. You can't go changing folding to turning.
Hold on, who's it registered to?
Oh, I'll...
Right, shut up then. Shut up.
First email.
This is to Dear B and Lovely G.
Yes.
Vous voilà en 20e position sur l'iTunes Music Store français, mais plus sincère félicitations.
Ah, bonjour. Allô. Décor. comment ça va?
Les oignons et du brie, s'il vous plaît.
Voici le grand squeeze.
Le squeeze grand.
Le squeeze grand.
Le squeeze grand, oui.
Avec.
Avec.
Brian et...
Georgina.
So, what's this all about?
Apparently, we're number 20 in the iTunes in France.
You are joking.
No, apparently not. That's funny.
We have never, ever shown up in the French iTunes chart. That is, if that is true, that is sensational.
This is from Edgar, and he says, it's great to see I'm not alone enjoying the British humour. All this bollocks here in La France.
And what number are we?
Number 20.
That's astonishing. Is that in the main chart or in the comedy chart?
I don't know.
Well, you have to know these things, Georgina. The advertisers will want to
know. I suspect it will be the comedy chart.
It's probably the comedy chart. Well, Right. Thank you. Merci.
Merci, Edgar, for telling
France.
Us. But he's lovely because he said,
Vive la France.
Have we been? Of course we've been.
You've yes,
been
I have
to
been
France.
To France.
I lived in France for most of my life when I was a kid.
I've been to Paris, yes. And I've been
that
to...
Isn't really France.
I've been to the Vendée.
Oh, the Vendée.
The Vendée, which is beautiful.
Have you been on a Vantour of France?
Aventure in the Vendée. In fact, I had one of the worst ever
hangovers. Hay fever. No, I thought you were going to say hangover.
No, I had one of the worst hay fever attacks of my life in the Vendée because the harvest comes a lot earlier down there because it's further south. Harvest comes early and I got caught in the kind of hay harvest and I have got a rather bad allergy to hay. So I went to the doctor and he gave me enough drugs to sink a battleship. He
Can
gave,
you
me,
sink
about,
a battleship
gave me about six different drugs for this for this hay fever, including
Excellent.
Steroids.
I like French pharmacists.
Do you?
Yeah, because when you go in there, I've only been in a few times, but I've never, of course, known the specific French thing that was wrong with me and always pointed to my stomach. And they obviously just give you all this stuff going, she could be suffering anything from an appendicitis to her stomach is about to implode.
I think it's because the doctors get paid by how much drugs they actually dish out.
How do they farm? Anyway, thank you, Edgar, for letting us know. And yes, I like the idea of the guy who writes about an English guy in France called A Year in the Merde. Merde, actually.
Year in the Merde.
Yeah. If anyone, everyone knows that Merde is shit, don't they?
Yes.
Merde, actually, and in the Merde for love.
Oh.
Excellent. Thanks. Folding the corner over, Brian.
Folding
the corner over.
Oh, I have piddled on my foot. Okay, this is Stuart Manny from Vancouver, who starts his email by saying, my name is Stuart Manny.
Yay!
Which is a good start.
Good start.
He says, and I would like to finalise stroke... make the statement that block capitals I am the biggest B&G fan there is.
A big statement, Stuart.
That's official. Stuart Manning is the biggest BNG fan.
How does he prove this?
He says, I get up every morning, plug in my iPod, squeeze my pants, tell dirty sex stories to my cats, avoid MySpace because of the whole radioactive thing.
Yeah, excellent.
He says, I look at my white stroke, yellow stroke, purple stroke, green stroke, orange toothbrush.
Excellent.
Brackets,
toothbry. Oh, toothbry, yeah.
You two will never know how many toothbrushes I actually have. Oh, recently, I've been addicted to sniping fairies. Although the fairy tale judiciary system is catching up with me.
Yes.
With all of that said, the two most horrible party songs are, if you remember,
we asked. Horrible party songs are.
He says, drum roll, please. Can you do a drum roll? Oh, that's very good. Stop. The Macarena. I Get Knocked Down, But I Get Up Again by Chumbawamba.
Yes.
He thinks those are the two.
Yeah. And he says,
let's not forget Who Let the Dogs Out. Oof. Okay. So, in conclusion, he says, I have been here through and through for you two, however, only through the wonder of e-commerce.
Excellent. A guy who knows his sound in love.
He signs off by saying, now read me on your show because you guys talk the best whatever kind of bullocks you listen to, and I'll come round and put a marmot in your tub.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Nursey Lamb. Well, thank you, Stuart Manning. He's insane, isn't he?
He's
nuts.
Yes.
At the beginning of that email, I thought, oh, that's nuts.
That's quite nice.
But he's obviously completely barking mad.
Which is fine.
Folding the corner
that's
over.
That's absolutely fine.
Folding the corner over.
Oh, this is someone else from France.
Oh,
how
wow.
How strange is that? It's actually titled Billy. This is from Billy Boy, doesn't
bonjour.
It?
Bonjour.
Billy. He says, hi, you two.
Encore le bonjour.
Stop now. I've become a fan of podcasts and just love your shows. They are just so fucking awesome. I bung them on the iPod in the morning and listen to them in the car on my way to work. I'm a Brit down in the south of France, Toulouse, and I have to put you right on a point. You can buy Marmite in just about every supermarket here. I'm sure you can, actually.
Yeah, but you'd have to look very hard, and it would be twice the price.
Absolutely. And he says, not to mention baked beans, English and Irish beer, and HP sauce.
Oh, HP sauce.
I love baked beans.
Bill Allen says, on the subject of... sorry, did I cut you off?
I did what? Just because I said I love baked beans means I've finished the email.
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to move it along.
Just really, really quickly then. Okay, he says, the only thing you can't get here is a Preparation H or Germaline. You know Preparation H is something for hemorrhoids?
Yes.
And he asks me, is it true that women put it on their face to get rid of wrinkles? Yes, Billy, it is true. Because it tightens everything up, apparently.
Does it?
But you wouldn't want to share a tube with your husband. Because you really want to, you want to know that it's only been on your face.
Take two. Take two. Bill Allen, on the subject of computerised toothbrushes, remember we saw a commercial that said that there's now a toothbrush that's computerised?
Yes.
He says, greetings from Victoria, the west coast of Canada.
Hello.
He says, the toothbrush in question is an Oral-B Triumph.
Yes.
It has a built-in computer that tells you to move on to another quadrant of your mouth every 30 seconds. So that you cover the whole mouth in the recommended 2 minutes.
No.
He says,
how does it recommend
it
you do
that? It also
has
a motion sensor. This is such bollocks. It also has a motion sensor that analyses your brushing technique.
That's for money. That's for people with more money than sense.
Brushing technique.
Brushing technique.
Now, you could, on that basis, you
what
could have...
What does it
do?
Beat you up if you're not doing it
the
properly?
The same technology. You could put that in a vibrator, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And it could analyse your wanking technique.
Yeah.
That would actually work. It could tell you to move on
to
the
next
quadrant. Trouble is, you see, with that, there's only one quadrant that you want to be in.
No, but
there?
You'd have different sort of like sensitive areas, couldn't you? You could maybe kind of titillate a few areas before you actually hit the main drag.
Okay, well,
so
if anyone out there listening works for either Oral-B toothbrushes or for one of the companies that makes vibrators, we are suggesting you guys
get together.
Email us studio@comedy365.co.uk if you would like to invent a computerised vibrator which buzzes when it tells you to move on to the next
quadrant. Can I just say that a lot of ladies do actually use their toothbrushes as
So then, I understand.
Yes. So Folding maybe it does actually tell you to move. If you've used it for more than the allotted 2 minutes, like it's taking you quite a while to come, do you think the toothbrush goes, move on to next quadrant, move on to
it
next
probably
quadrant?
Does. Yeah, it makes that noise like a reversing lorry. Okay, well, that was Folding the Corner Over, and we'll be back in just a moment with Sex and the Single Sheep.
Sowerby and Laughs.
Baby, baby, squeeze.
Yes, we're still in the gay legs, knocking back our Guinnesses from Stephen Welch, Laurel Meadows, Stuart Anderson and Linda Cumb.
And thank you to everyone who buys us drinks, by the way. They are very much appreciated.
And we are knocking them back. And we do hope you're enjoying this special extended version of the Big, Big Squeeze.
It may not be extended for much longer. It goes rapidly downhill from there.
This is Big, Big Squeeze 7.
Right, okay.
The numbering system of the Big Squeeze
doesn't make any difference. I don't know why we number them.
And this is an unedited programme as well. Sometimes we decide that we're not going to cut anything out. So this is the full, unexpurgated Big, Big Squeeze. But it's still free.
You've lost me. You bore me when you go into all these stupid details of what bloody number we're on.
So, Sex and the Single Sheep.
We're all vibed up. We're all kind of raring to go. We're on a high. And then you start going, this is number 7. For the plebs out there who number their Big Squeeze.
Read the Sex and the Single Sheep thing. Give me a break.
The Dumbo Mollusk. I'm in love with the Dumbo mollusk.
The Dumbo mollusk.
Yeah, it's a mollusk that looks like Dumbo the elephant. It's
brilliant. Oh, this was on our favourite programme.
Sex and the Single Sheep.
Yes.
This programme is dedicated to the underworld.
Yeah.
And in that I mean the aquatic underworld.
Yes, Planet Earth last week was all about the undersea world, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we love Planet Earth. Now, it is a brilliant programme.
Was this the mollusk that went backwards?
No.
Ah, right. Which one was this?
This is the one that looks like Dumbo.
The one with the big ears.
Yeah, then it just looked like an elephant. It looked like a bit like a clown elephant.
Yes, and
it did nothing important.
No, but there was one that went backwards as well. What was he called?
I haven't reached that one yet.
Oh, is that the second one on your list?
Oh, there's more than bloody one on my list.
Tell me about the one that went that
Shall
reverses
I just cover
everywhere?
The one that went backwards for you? Then I can carry on at my own speed with all the bloody others that I want to talk about.
I want to talk about the one that reverses everywhere. And bumps into things.
You've kind of given the game away, haven't you? It's called the Nautilus.
That's the one. That's my favourite.
It's a reversing crustacean.
Yes, it goes shell first, doesn't it?
It goes backwards.
It can never see where it's going.
It propels itself backwards because it's kind of eating. It was the most beautiful looking creature. It looked like fantastic design. Mm. And you were thinking, great, it's picking up, it's sorting things through inside its body, it's shooting what it doesn't want out of the top.
It jets, doesn't it? It jets out of its mouth.
And as it was going along, so beautifully kind of carrying along, the voiceover just suddenly went, but it can't see where it's going because it's going backwards. It just went clunk into the side of a rock.
The human equivalent would be if human beings, instead of actually swimming, just got into the water and blew out of their mouths a jet of air which propelled them backwards. And that's what this thing does.
It would be like spending your entire life in reverse.
The Nautilus.
I like the idea of that, though, the Nautilus going backwards. He was next on my list. You just have no patience.
Sorry,
do you?
I'm just trying to move the show forward, Georgina.
The Mola Mola fish, then.
Oh, the Mola Mola fish.
Which was one of our favourites, because the fish actually stops to be cleaned by angel fish.
Oh, that is brilliant.
He said, the Mola Mola fish has stopped to be cleaned.
This is a fish that actually uses angelfish like a car wash.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It stops and all these fish just eat all the dirt off it.
Yeah. And then
fantastic.
It moves on. And I just thought that, I bet that's what, you know, in Shark's Tale, where they have that great scene at the car wash.
Mm.
Do you think that the Mola Mola fish inspired that whole scene?
It probably did.
At the car wash.
The Mola Mola.
The Mola
fish.
Mola fish.
This has been one of the best Sex and the Single Sheeps ever, Georgina. The undersea world of Georgina Sowerby.
Hey, I'm a Piscean. I love fish.
Yes.
I like to eat them. I like to live with them. I like them in my living room. I like them in my bath. That's how I love sheep? Fish. Okay. The vampire squid. One last one.
The vampire
The vampire squid. The brilliant thing about this animal is it's not a vampire at all.
Right.
It's only because it's got little tooth things on its legs, and so it looks like they call it the vampire.
Why is it called a vampire squid then?
Because it has little tooth things on its legs.
Oh,
and
that's
why they... Hello, hello, that's how much you listen to me. Right, okay, so the vampire squid. But yeah. This little squid, right, is only 6 inches long, yet it has the eyes the size of a large dog.
That's scary.
Isn't that brilliant?
Yes, and I bet that one can see where it's going.
And it can actually light up all its tentacles. It can light little areas
like
of itself
up. Like a fiver optic lamp.
Yeah. And yes. It was beautiful under, and they had to turn all the lights off, didn't they, to show it kind of gleaming under
doesn't
the sea
Doesn't that prove
water?
That there's a god, if you can invent something that's got little lights on the end of its legs?
Yeah, but then why make it 6 inches long and give it eyeballs the size of a large dog?
Well, I'll tell you why. So it can see if a Nautilus is coming. Because the Nautilus is just going to slam right into it.
And it doesn't have that reversing noise, does it?
And with that big shell, that's going to hurt. So you've always got to keep your eyes open for the nearest Nautilus.
That's that little fucker. Keep me happy for a long time.
That little fucker is going to reverse into you with a slam. Okay, that was Sex and the Single Sheep. And we'll be back in just a moment with Salby and Luff's All Stars.
Vote for Comedy 365 at Podcast Alley. Go to comedy365.co.uk and click Vote Now.
Do it or get a zombie to come round and eat your brain.
Yes, but they say you vote for us at Podcast Alley now. Go to comedy365.co.uk and click Vote Now. Right, who have we got on Sound Being Love's All Stars today? Oh, I see. Over at the bar, it's the lovely Hannah Gordon. And now, Hannah, I was rather hoping that Prentice the Dentist was going to be here today. Do you know what happened to him?
I have no idea. Maybe he's been caught in the storm outside.
Possibly, yes. Now, I hope you were safe after the tornado, Hannah.
Do you know, I don't live anywhere near London. I only pop in to see you two.
Oh, right. Do they not have tornadoes in Scotland?
No, dear.
Why?
Because we don't do things like that in Scotland. We're very calm in Scotland, you know. We're very chilled. We have a lot of snow.
You have an awful lot of snow.
We have a lot of snow and sometimes a lot of rain and sometimes an awful lot of wind. But we don't have tornadoes.
Do you ski, Hannah?
I don't know. Do you ski, Mr. Love?
I don't ski. No, I'm a bit scared of moving fast downhill.
You would move very fast downhill, wouldn't you?
I would move faster than normal
people
downhill.
You wouldn't even need skis. You'd simply just move fast down a hill.
In actual fact, when I move down a hill, I get larger as I move down.
The snow actually
makes me larger as I go.
But they do say that a rolling stone gathers no moss.
So, Hannah, what have you got for us today, darling?
Well, today, I thought instead of reading your horoscope, I'm going to tell your fortune.
Are you going to tell my fortune?
Yes, and in order to do so, I had to go onto the internet and I had to buy a crystal ball.
A crystal ball? And is that what you have there?
Yes, isn't it beautiful?
Under that, well, it's under a blanket at the moment, so I can't see it.
Well, I know it's beautiful. So how do you know it's under a blanket?
Are you going to reveal it?
How do you know that's not it?
Are you going to reveal your ball to us?
Ta-da!
Ah, I'd say that is actually lovely. That's
it's a
lovely
ball.
And is the, and what's the how does
Two
that work? What's
very
the
difficult
mechanic
to get
of that?
Hold of. I look into it and see your future.
Okay. Am I allowed to look into it as
you
well?
You can. No, please. I need you to come close to the crystal ball with me.
Can I just put my other glasses on?
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
I'm just gonna put on my. Hang on.
Come close
just
to the
put
crystal ball.
My other glasses
ball.
On. Right.
I need to be able to feel. Your breath on the glass.
It looks sort of a little bit misty in there, like there's smoke inside
it. It's a little bit
it.
Misty now, yes. But wait. Once I've had a couple of gins, it will all become clear.
Okay.
Okay, I can see inside it now.
Do I have to touch it
no,
or just look at it?
Just keep looking at it,
okay, I'm
Mr.
looking,
Love.
I'm concentrating on the crystal
I'm
ball.
I'm holding my hands around the ball.
Right.
I'm feeling your aura.
Yes.
I can see a tree, Mr. Love.
A tree?
No, it's a wood.
A wood?
It's a wood.
Right.
No, it's a forest.
Am I in the forest?
I can see a forest. It's Eden.
It's Eden?
It's Eden, and you are there with Mary. No, hold on. It's not Mary. Mary, it's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
No, it's not. You are unhappy, Mr. Love. I see that you are frustrated.
So I'm in a forest with someone called Elizabeth.
I can see power in your spirit.
Right.
You're ready. You're ready to move. You're ready to run. You're ready to hide. You're ready to escape. Don't dwell, Mr. Love. Don't dwell. Rest. But be ready, for the future shows dark, dark times and flashes of light, bright white light.
Are you
sparks,
sure this...
Fireworks, sun rays, energy, power mounting to a climax of wild, wild climax.
Are you sure this isn't Lord of the Rings that you're thinking of?
Oh, no, hold on. I can just see the reflection of your great big nose in it.
Oh, is that all it is? Oh, dear.
Oh, that just hasn't worked at all.
What, Jonathan Ross wasn't there by any chance, was he, in the forest with me?
Now, I like Jonathan Ross.
Do you? Have you ever told his fortune?
He's never asked me, but if he did, I would come along as straight away.
Hannah, it's lovely to see you as ever. My dad still fancies you, like mad.
Can you tell him to stop sending me the pants, please?
I will tell him to stop sending you the pants.
Okay.
That was Selby Laughs All Stars. Back in a moment with What's the Question Trim.
Sowerby and Laughs.
Baby, squeeze.
OK, before What's the Question Trib, quick reminder that Sowerby and Laughs Sex Guide is still available at audible.co.uk. Those lovely people at audible.co.uk. Went to see them, actually, recently.
Yes,
they're lovely. They're very nice people.
Jolly good.
They made me a very nice cup of tea.
Boring.
And The Big Squeeze, seasons 1 to 3, is also available on Audible as well.
You can buy ours.
Give me a colour, Georgina.
I would like a yellow, please.
Okay, the yellow answer to which Georgina has to supply the question, and you can play this
yes,
at home,
go on,
is
hit me.
Mars. M-A-R-S, Mars.
What a day helps you work, rest and play?
Half a point.
What's made of chocolate, glucose, caramel? Oh, what planet wasn't recently taken out of the planetary system?
Half a point.
What, unlike Pluto, is still in the planetary system?
What is known as the Red Planet. That could be another one.
Are you answering this?
No. I haven't turned it over yet. I don't know what the question is.
I don't know anything of it. Where do men come from?
The actual answer to the question, or the question to the answer, is what planet has the Olympus Mons mountain that is three times as high as Mount Everest? There you go. Did you know that some of the mountains under the water and the bottom of the ocean are taller?
Me now, aren't you?
Are taller than Mount Everest. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, actually. Of course I didn't know that.
Can I have a yellow as well, please?
Yeah, okay. The yellow is 31.
31.
31.
31. That's a weird number, 31.
31 is a difficult one to work with, yeah.
Because some numbers are funny. 53
is a comedy improviser.
53 is a funny number.
53 is a very funny number.
The number 11 is a funny number.
And what's the number that solves the life, the universe, and everything?
42.
42.
But 31, I've never heard in any context whatsoever.
31.
What
could you relate that to?
What's 29 plus 2?
It's not a mathematical trip,
what's
is it?
What's 33 minus 2?
No.
What's half of 62?
You see, this would all work, but it's not funny.
31. How many types of mollusk are there?
How many times did you fart last night in bed? It stank.
How many types of ostrich are there?
No.
How many eggs does a frog lay?
Oh, that'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
You're not awarding any points.
If it only laid 21.
I don't know,
okay,
I give
I'm
up.
I'm awarding you lots of points for that.
Good.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done,
What's the question?
How many days are there in May?
Oh, good grief.
You didn't fall for it, did you? You didn't get the main thing. You didn't get the main drag. Have we got time for one more?
I think we've got time for one more. Okay. Give me a colour. Any colour.
I would like, what haven't I had? Orange.
An orange is, the answer to the orange question is brown. B-R-
What?
O-W-N, brown.
What colour do I normally go for?
What colour is poo? That would be a good one.
What colour do I imagine, ethereally, your farts are?
What a totally stupid question. That is the one of the most stupid... I'm reading
who
the...
What was the surname of the man Queen Victoria was really in love with?
As played by
Billy Connolly
in that lovely film.
Great film, great comedian.
No, no
brown,
points.
Brown. What do I find the easiest questions in a Trivial Pursuit game?
The actual question, Georgina, is what... This is ridiculous. What colour
are my pants that I've got on today?
What colour boots...
They're brown with blue at the top.
What colour boots are normally worn by polo players? How stupid is that? What colour boots... are normally worn by polo players.
They're brown.
Yes, yeah, and we know that, don't we? Because we've already read out the... what am I doing with my life? Okay, don't forget that if you would like to buy us a drink, along with Steve and Laurel and Stuart and Linda, come today,
you know you
then
want
please
to.
Do go to bigsqueeze.co.uk and by the wonder of e-commerce, you can buy us a drink. You can also buy the Sowerby and Luff Information Magazine.
Magazine.
Kind of, it sort of works like, you know when you go to a football match and you get a programme?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a kind of PDF.
Oh, it's like a souvenir.
It's like a sort of an accompanying, yes, accompanying programme for this show.
It's like going to the theatre and not buying the programme, isn't
it? It's full of lovely, glossy photographs of us in PDF form.
Yeah.
So
some nice ones of me, some really
foul
ones.
So no trees had to be cut down in order to produce this magazine. It's a very green thing.
Cheers.
And it has got
our planet Earth.
Very famous photograph of Georgina in her pants, cleaning her teeth.
Oh, with my toothbrush. Can you see the colour?
With your computerised toothbrush.
Move on to the next quadrant.
Live from the Gay Legs. As much as we hate to go.
As much as we do.
Live from the Gay Legs. This has been Sowerby and Luff.
Big
squeeze. Sowerby and Luff's
big squeeze.
With Georgina Sowerby.
And Brian Luff. Technical supervisor was Alan Benz. Music by Richard Frey. All celebrity voices were impersonated. The Big Squeeze was produced by the British Podcasting Corporation for Comedy 365.
Will you tickle my fanny?